Chapter 1. Where It All Started. In 2004, I became pregnant. I already knew that our daughter's name would be Justice. Justice's name is a combination of both parents' names. The first four letters are for father's name, J-U-S-T, and the last three letters of my name, A-C-E. This pregnancy was both exciting and scary for me. I was married to a military serviceman and living in Norfolk, Virginia. We had been married for almost 2 years. It was a little scary because our lease would soon expire and he was getting out of the military. Resources were dwindling, and soon after, we were homeless, living in and out of hotels, and sneaking in and out of the military base, staying in the barracks. From time to time, we would spend the night with other military families that we had come to know during our stay in Norfolk. I was excited to be giving birth. However, I was reminded of my previous pregnancy and wondered if I had any cause for concern this time around. In 2002, as a 19-year-old college freshman in the fall semester, I experienced a molar pregnancy, an abnormal form of pregnancy in which a non-viable, fertilized egg implants in the uterus and will fail to come to term. A molar pregnancy can develop when a fertilized egg does not contain an original maternal nucleus. This pregnancy was difficult for me. I was afraid to return home, and I wanted to finish the semester at least. On the contrary, my body said no. Reluctantly, I returned home and my family saw how sick I was. They took me to the doctor. I couldn't keep any food down, and I was always tired. I remember saying, "God, I feel like I'm dying." At the time, I was 2 to 3 months along. When the technician conducted my first ultrasound, they immediately knew something was wrong. However, according to protocol, I had to wait for the doctor to inform me. I didn't know what exactly was wrong, but one thing I did know was that I felt horrible, and if this is how pregnancy felt, I was never getting pregnant again. Finally, the doctor viewed the ultrasound and contacted me to come in for an appointment. Dr. Cummings informed me that this type of pregnancy usually occurs once in every 1,000 pregnancies, but generally in other countries. He said, "Candace, I have some good news and I have some bad news." I was already feeling like a failure, and I was ashamed that the smart young woman that had made all A's in her senior year of high school was now leaving her first year of college due to an unplanned pregnancy. So Dr. Cummings said, "I'm going to inform you of the bad news first. This molar pregnancy could kill you."